on that.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Thursday, December 7th, meeting of the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee. Please take a roll call, please.
Start.
Chair Hansen, here.
Yep.
Deputy Chair Hewitt. Legislator Bowen.
Yeah.
And Legislator Yusefzai.
Here.
And Legislator Fabiano. Yeah, oh, there's some. Okay, can we start with the Pledge of Allegiance? And I would like the DA to lead us in the pledge.
Would you really? I'd be honored to do that.
Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we have approval of the November 2nd, 2023 meeting minutes. Any discussion on those meeting minutes? Do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes? All those in favor? Anyone opposed? Minutes are approved. We'll get right into the resolution. Resolution 309, placing a spending cap of X amount on all costs related to the proposed government operations center at Paradise Lane in New Paltz. I did speak with the sponsor. He wants it to remain on here, but we are going to take no action on that. So, resolution number 705, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to sign an intermunicipal agreement between various municipalities and the Ulster County's office for the purpose of centralized arraignment court, Ulster County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff, would you like to speak on this, please?
Sure. This is a result of the Criminal Justice Task Force report to streamline the process of arraignments. We have 20 towns, 3 villages, and 1 city, and sometimes it's tough to get judges to come out for arraignments. And now, because of the new law that was passed by the state of New York, you have to have a public defender present at the arraignment. So there's been an issue because sometimes there's a public defender that has to go to 6 or 7 different townships on one night. So this will streamline that process. It's going to be located at the Ulster County Sheriff's Law Enforcement Center, and it's already built. We're just waiting to get the approval for this resolution, and this was looked at by the county attorney, so it was already approved by him, and we're just looking to move forward on it. I believe the public defender wants to talk on it as well.
I just want to add my support for this. There's no issue more pressing in my office than getting counsel at first appearance actually staffed. It's every month it's a new crisis, and I just lost another attorney who had volunteered to do it and then said, after one arraignment, said, I can't do this. Because they all work full time and then they go out overnight. So centralized arraignment part cannot come soon enough for my staff. So I'm just full-throated support for this. The faster we can do it, the better.
And I'll throw in the DA's support entirely for this also.
Would you thank you. The judges to be on board?
They are. All, the judges, all the judges are on board. All the judges.
That took a long time.
At least partially.
It did. It took 3 years to get them
well,
on board.
At least partially because it's so hard to get the PD out because they're in the middle of the night and the public defenders can't get out or they're appearing by phone, which is not adequate, but it's a very bad problem. So,
Chair.
I just wanted to thank the sheriff for the tour that he gave to Chair Hansen, Chris Kelly, and me. And was this the only thing holding it up? Because it looks beautiful. It's all ready to go.
Well, once we get this in place, it goes to the Office of Court Administration, and then the State Commission on Corrections comes down because they have to look at the holding cells.
Mm-hmm.
And once it gets once the OCA approves it, it's pretty much going to happen. I'm being ambitious by saying I'd love to have this up and running in January, but I'm thinking more like March but if I can get it done in January, I will.
Was the quiet box moved upstairs yet?
Sure.
The quiet meeting box?
We haven't moved it upstairs yet, but we will.
Yeah, it does look like job on it. Any other discussion on this? Is there a motion to adopt the resolution? Second. All in favor? Anyone opposed? Motion carried. I'm going to say congratulations because this is a big deal. So I know it's a long time in the works. So
thank you.
Great. Resolution 706, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature and the Ulster County Sheriff to accept the award of DOJ FY 2023 Implementing Crisis Intervention Teams, Community Policing Development Solicitation Grant, and creating two positions, amending the 2024 Ulster County budget, Ulster County Sheriff's Department, for two positions, Clinical Mental Health Specialist, and a Mental Health Peer Advocate. Sheriff, would you like to speak on this, please?
Sure. This will be a historic time in law enforcement because it's the first time in the history of law enforcement. Not only do we have a substance abuse team that we got with the Oracle grant, but now we have a $400,000 grant based on some of the data that was collected from Oracle. And that data was that 28% of the overdoses were intentional. And policing in the 21st century has been changing and will continue to change. I can't tell you how different things are now after having social workers and peer advocates working side by side with members of law enforcement. It's a new day. And this team is going to focus on the mental health side of our calls. We had over 500 calls last year that were mental health related. And we're going to be working with the Department of Mental Health and the mobile mental health team. But now you're going to have them embedded with law enforcement. And every entity in the county can reach out and ask for them, and they'll come out. I can't wait. I'm excited about it.
Discussion?
Yes, I just read an article about how the highest suicide rate is becoming older white men, and it made me wonder if you ever worked with the Office for the Aging.
I have a great relationship with the Office of the Aging, but our information right now, we're going to phase this program in. They're going to focus on the overdose folks that were intentional, that are intentional, but they're going to gradually go into the other areas of the calls. Like I said, we have 500 calls and the wait, 45 minutes to an hour for a mobile mental health team to show up. It's not fair to them, but we have to work with them hand in hand, and I'm sure that will be part of us, you know, of our job. I'm sure that's going to be part of our job.
Any other discussion? Okay. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution? Oh, I'm sorry. Senator.
Thank you, Chair. So, the Chair, the Sheriff, this is just a call that would originate with law enforcement but can involve a crisis response to. This isn't necessarily a call that would go to crisis response first and then the reverse. Does that, my question make sense?
No. So what it is initially is going to focus on the substance abuse, intentional overdoses. That's what they're going to focus on. But eventually they're going to be expanding into other roles like a critical incident. And I think that's important to talk about as well because there's so many calls that law enforcement has. So this team, they don't have to pick up the phone and call law enforcement because law enforcement is already going to be embedded. For those of us that work with teams and know what I'm talking about, it's a lot different when you show up to a critical incident and you don't know the people that you're working with than when you show up with people that you know what their role is and you know what your role is. It's going to change law enforcement and mental health calls like we've never seen before. I know this works because I know that Oracle works. And if it wasn't for Oracle, we wouldn't have known that 28% of these calls were intentional overdoses. So I hope I answered your question.
I got a quick question for you. I'm curious about this. So I know
you know, in the world of addiction, they all want the best high, right? How much of this relates to them going with the gusto and taking fentanyl and wanting to get the best high versus I want it over?
So, yeah. So the numbers we came up with were people actually saying that they wanted to die or they left a letter behind.
Hmm.
Wasn't really focused on people that were looking for those highs.
And these are addicts, most of them?
Yeah, these are folks that are addicted. These are substance abuse folks.
Yeah.
And that was the unique. That's how we got the numbers.
Yeah.
So it wasn't for the folks that heard that there's fentanyl and they're heading toward it.
Yeah. You know,
these are folks that were completely different. They actually left the letter. Or when we interviewed them, they said, I did it because I don't want to live it.
I see.
So it's different. But there is one other aspect of this I don't want to leave out. The purpose of this team is to do referrals. Referrals to our Department of Mental Health, referrals to our new stabilization center that's going to open up hopefully next year.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution? Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution number 707, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $17,457, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000. Entered into by the County Power DMS Inc., Ulster County Sheriff.
So this is our compliance for policies, rules, and regulations that gives us our accreditation with the New York State Department of Criminal Justice Services.
Okay, any discussion? Motion to adopt the resolution. Second. All those in favor? Anyone opposed? All right. Resolution 708, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $1,266.33, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into the County Black Creek Integrated Systems, Ulster County Sheriff. Sheriff?
This is our security system at the Ulster County Jail. Opens all of our housing units, all our camera systems. Before last year, and I think this legislative body for approving the capital project to finally upgrade the system that hasn't been upgraded since 2007. And so this is part of that and the maintenance of this system.
Any discussion?
So this, so the vendor is Black Creek.
Black Creek.
They installed the system.
They upgraded
the system. They upgraded the system.
Initially, they put it in 2007, but there has been no upgrades since.
Right.
So we've been putting Band-Aids. We had analog cameras. Now we have IP cameras. So the whole system was upgraded.
So everything that we've approved for Black Creek, so is this the first service contract with them for the new system that we approved the capital project for?
This is the maintenance of that.
Okay.
Of that, I think you were the chair at the time.
Yes. Well, the first one I was not, but the second, the one of them I was.
Right.
I
wasn't here for the first one either.
So this is essentially the operational cost that we can expect on an ongoing basis, and we won't expect the type of capital investment that we've made that investment now.
That's correct. What we're going to be seeing hopefully is our maintenance fees drop as we finalize the upgrade. The upgrade was just completed this year.
Right. Okay. And the reason for the short increase, the small increase, is that we're expanding the type of hardware that's covered by the service contract?
It could be, there's a few things. Sometimes there are cameras that we added, or it could be associated with the maintenance of the system.
Because this says it's for the Bosch video management, so that is now out of warranty, so we are responsible for maintaining it, so that's the cost of the interest. Okay, I just want to make sure I understand it, because these things come up over and over again.
And it's just helpful.
There's a couple of these companies that I know, it's that sometimes are a bit aggravating, but they're only business in town that has the capability of giving us the security needs that we require by the state.
Mr. Ernest?
Thank you, Chair. If the electricity were not functioning at the jail, what is the mechanical capability of the locks?
We have a backup system, so we have a whole generator that goes on if the electric goes down. Last year when we had the ice storm. So we do have an entire building generator that takes over if the electricity goes down. So we also have keys if we have to go and open everyone up.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? A motion to adopt the resolution?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 709, approving the execution of a contract for $111,588.50 entered into by the County Axon Enterprises, Inc., the County Sheriff.
So with the event of professional policing as well as the upgrading of some old systems in our building, Axon's a great tool. We use it for our body cams. For our police officers. The system's great because it goes right into evidence.com. That's the DA's office and the public defender's office and defense attorneys have access to via the DA's office. We don't have to put that any of this stuff in any hard drives. It goes right into an iCloud. It's a great system.
Thank you. Any discussion?
I just want to ask this particular investment for the interview room, can you describe the scenario there?
Well, we're interviewing folks that commit crimes. We want to make sure that their rights were read. You want to make sure you get all the information of the crime that occurred. And it's all on videotape. All the people that are in there, in particular those that are being questioned, know that they're being videotaped.
So I see the term covert sensors. Can you explain what that is?
Sometimes when you interview people and you have to leave them alone, you have to have some sort of security in the actual room. So if someone gets up and gets past a certain point, it'll let someone outside the office know that the person's moving around. So I can get further information for you on that, but that's how I understand it.
If I could just jump in here. This is all the new world of digital evidence that we're dealing with, from body cams to car cams to, you know, obviously in video interviews, everything else that's going on. This is important to, you know, work with my office, with the public defender's office, with every other defense attorney in the county to get this as quickly as possible, as efficiently as possible. Whatever that is, I can guarantee you that every interview that happens is done with Miranda warnings and with protections of all constitutional rights. I don't know what that term means, but I can guarantee to you that anything we do between the sheriff and my office and what we send out to defense attorneys is all constitutionally protected.
I would also add everything that's said in there, including what's said by the police officer, is recorded.
And that sensor is different than that machine that scans the body that you showed us?
Yes, that's completely different.
Yep. Is there a recurring cost with that? I think it scans to see if metal is within the body somewhere. Are there recurring
that's
costs?
That's completely with that different.
Okay. Yep. Is that near the interview room?
No.
Any other discussion? Is the motion to adopt the resolution? Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 710, approving the execution of a contract for $440,172.43 entered into by the County Axon Enterprises, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff.
And And these are the body cams for our corrections officers that work in the housing units. I believe this is supposed to be offset by a grant. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe this should, this particular resolution is offset by a grant. We're also one of the only sheriff's offices that the corrections officers wear body cams. Again, Axon goes directly into an iCloud. We can access it live. That's the beauty of it, and it's transparency, and that's what we want. We want transparency.
Is there a motion to discuss? Yes.
Oh, if we need a motion to discuss, I'll make that motion so I can discuss.
I don't know, but I have a motion. The wrong
day. So this might be a question for our office, but I know that we get these nice tables here that show like the funding source. Two comments, actually. First comment is, this is showing us that it's 100% county funded. I would love to have clarity that it's, I mean, I'm, you know, open to supporting it.
I believe there's funding, a $248,000 grant associated with this one.
Okay, I would love for that to be, because that would bring it down to like 50% county funded.
Right.
And so I would love for that.
Unless that figure is the 100% of what the actual cost is.
Well, we would. This would always show us the percent that was state or federal or private. Mm-hmm. So I do think it would be, I wouldn't want to hold it up. I'm prepared to vote for it, but it would be nice to work as to ways and means if it was updated to show that it was not 100% county cost. That's my first thing. So if that's something that we can just try and get sorted out. The second thing is, I see the term here, and I might have seen this in the past, but it never has clicked for me and isn't clicking now, piggyback as a like source of the program. This is the part of the table, the column that usually says like RFP or whatever.
I have no idea what that means.
Typically, a piggybacking would be, we're piggybacking off of a contract that is issued by another municipality.
But we do have contracts that we already approved for the body cams for the, and I think that's probably what they mean.
Right.
Thank you.
So is that jumping off of, so it's a procurement, term, but you're not going to do an RFP, you're piggybacking off of this.
So this refers to the piggyback off of the existing contract that, one of the existing contracts that we have with Axon already. Thank you.
And I'll get that answer for you.
Okay. We got an answer.
Have to explain
feedback. We got it off of the other Axon contract. Yeah. Thank you, Jay. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Motion carries. Resolution 724, authorizing the chair of the Elster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the City of Kingston to provide law enforcement support for the anti-violence effort response, AVERT, and opioid awareness of the county law enforcement team, Oracle Program, Department of Mental Health. There's no one here, but does anybody like to speak on that?
So I do know that when we started this program, it was to offset the cost of KPD to be involved in the program. I don't have any particulars, but I know that was the agreement by the previous county executive and the Department of Mental Health and the City of Kingston Police Department, but I have no details on that.
So it's for the sum of $67,734. Was going to be here from the department as well. So, any discussion?
It will be, it looks like if this is going to be three committees, and we'll definitely have mental health at the Health and Housing and Services Committee. So. And I don't know that mental health would be
right. What I'm saying, that's the other committee.
And we'll, you know, so I'm serving on both this and that committee. I'm confident that we'll have that conversation there. I realize it doesn't, might not satisfy everyone who doesn't serve on those other committees, but I just wanted to say that.
Okay, I'm good with that. Is there a Motion to adopt the resolution? Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 711, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to amend a contract with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for the Sexual Assault Crisis and Prevention Program, Department of Probation. We have Director Naccarato here.
Sure. This is, we've had this grant for 3 years, and DCJS is just extending it for another year for us, so it's just an extension of the original.
Accepting the funds,
yes,
correct?
Accepting the funds.
Great. Any discussion? Motion to adopt?
Mm-hmm.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 712, approving the execution of a contract for $123,341 entered into by the County Family of Woodstock, Inc., Department of Probation.
So we did an RFP because the original was 5 years ago. So we did an RFP, and Family of Woodstock was awarded this contract, and this is for the juvenile justice program. So it's primarily the 180 program, mm-hmm, for ages 7 through 17 to use restorative justice as a diversion.
Okay. Any discussion? A motion to adopt? Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 713, approving the execution of the contract for $95,371 entered into by the County Family of Woodstock, Inc., Department of Probation.
Similar, we had originally, when we did the original RFP and then we added the schools, it was all lumped into one contract. So we did an RFP and we separated out the restorative justice in the schools from the 180 program. So this was the portion that was awarded to Family of Woodstock for the schools for January through June of this of 2024 to go carry through the end of the school year.
Any discussion? Can I ask what school districts? You know?
Yes. Right now it is Saugerties and Walk Hill, I believe. And I know they were in talks with New Paltz. Previously they were in Kingston and Ellenville. Ellenville then hired their own person, so they have their own in-house restorative justice, and I believe Kingston did too. So I think now it's Walk Hill and Saugerties, and they were looking at New Paltz.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion to adopt the resolution? Second?
Yes,
all those in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 714, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for State Homeland Security Program, amending the 2024 Ulster County Budget, Department of Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. And we have Deputy Director Balzo here, if you could speak on this, please.
Yes, thank you. It's this is a recurring grant that we receive. The total we'll be receiving is $230,643. That funding will be used towards personnel, cybersecurity equipment and supplies for emergency preparedness kits for humans and animals.
Any discussion?
What cybersecurity usage?
I did not get that information.
Any other discussion? Legislator Erner?
Thank you. I want to be conscientious about possibly sensitive information. I know our county is participating now in a discussion around preventing terrorist attacks and things like that. And has this come out of those discussions? Does this have anything to do with that?
I'm not 100% familiar with it, the whole background of it. Director Erickson wasn't able to be here tonight, and he just asked me to be here in his place, so I don't have all the information.
I could probably answer that. So this is a grant that we approve year after year after year, and use it to offset a lot of the emergency management work we do. The recent, if you're referring to the recent development of a task force around terrorism, that was from an executive order that was just from in the last year from the governor's office. So they're not related. Yeah, thank you.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion to adopt the resolution? Second? All those in favor? Anyone opposed? The next one is resolution 715, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in the 2023 Public Safety Answering Point. That operations grant, emergency communications, emergency department.
Yeah.
City director?
This grant, again, is a recurring grant. The total amount received will be $151,993, and this will all go towards personnel costs.
Any discussion? Motion to adopt the resolution? Second?
Second.
All those in favor? Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 716, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $14,000, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county, Tectonic Engineering Consultants, Geologists and Land Surveyors, Emergency Communications, Emergency Management.
Yes, this, again, is an amendment to the Tectonic contract that's currently in place for the feasibility study for potential tower sites across the county. This particular amendment is for the cost for feasibility for a potential site in Kerhonkson at 6140 Route 209.
And this one is 100% state funded. Any discussion? Yep.
You know if this is the site where the solar farm is now, the next amp farm by the Rainbow Diner?
I'm not sure.
Let's have a look it up.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I just want to see where.
Okay, sure.
There's already a tower there. Is it an add-on to an existing tower?
I believe so.
Yep, that's the spot. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution? Second. All in favor? Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Our last resolution is resolution 717, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to accept funding from the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for the Age of Prosecution Program, District Attorney's Office.
Yes.
Would you like to speak on this?
Yes. So, this comes from the governor's recognition that DA offices across the state have been stressed, that DA offices across the state have had trouble with retention, that DA offices across the state have had trouble hiring new people, especially with experience. So this is like almost a $500,000 increase in AD prosecution. And I've talked to the representative from the governor and said that this is a guarantee for the next 5 years, and that, you know, for whatever happens after that, obviously every administration can't be assured of how long you'll be there, but they are committed to this. So for right now, you know, this helps obviously, and the county has generously increased the salaries of some of our ADAs, which is all about retention. It is my expectation that the next administration will come to the, you know, the legislature about at least two more ADA positions. You know, we could use five, in all honesty, two more. And one of the things, this is people can work really, really hard for a long time. There comes a time when their caseloads are triple what they always used to be, when they're working up until 11 o'clock every night, that they can wear out. So the only way to balance the caseload overflow in our office is by adding people. When you add people, then they can take on whatever, 30, 40, 50 cases from somebody else. We have one ADA, it's unbelievable, who has about 250 cases. When I came into office, the average caseload was 30 cases for everybody in this office. It just mushroomed due to a million different things. COVID was part of that. Discovery is part of that. My office is working really hard, and I'm hoping that as you go into the future, you'll support them by recognizing the level of work that they're doing, because the alternative ain't good. If we lose some of these people, you know, there's nowhere to go. I had my highest salary level for a year. Zero resumes. So the whole world of DAs has changed. People are leaving because the work has doubled or tripled. And so that's just the way it is. And I know that everybody cares about having a strong district attorney's office in this county, and that's important. Part of that is to support the people who are in here. And part of supporting them is to add additional positions so that instead of having 250 cases, you know, he can have 100 cases, which is still way over the top, but he can manage that. And the guys who have 80 and 90 and 50 or whatever, they can have a little bit of respite. But that's not before you right now. Obviously, this is money come from the state for this particular reason, and I just wanted to let you know why that's happening.
I'd like to support what the district attorney has said. A lot of these young ADAs have to pay their law school bills. I hired two of them. One because he made more money in my office. The other one, he made less money, but he didn't have 250 cases he had to deal with. So the stresses that are on the attorneys at the district attorney's office is real. And I support your efforts wholeheartedly.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
So this is to accept the funding, and yes.
I'm just wondering, it says if the funding is eliminated, the commissioner of finance shall immediately upon discovery let the legislative clerk know. What's the signal for the commissioner of finance to recognize that it's been eliminated?
If it's been eliminated.
Yeah. So
I'm not sure what.
It just seems like upon discovery, seems
so
like we did not know.
One of the things that I got from our people, from the statewide district attorney's group, is that, believe it or not, there are counties that don't accept this money, right? Because they think that they may incur additional expenses going forward that the state won't meet. So they just don't take it. So one of the things is their concern is if the counties don't take this money, it'll be taken away. That's right. That, you know, the governor will stop doing this.
Yeah.
And all it's about is trying to support, you know, the offices of district attorney throughout the state that are working very hard.
Do you understand what I mean?
I do, which we, and I believe this is language that we have begun to include in these resolutions from the legislature side that we are adding, because we get resolutions, we get the building blocks, and we format them. Our office formats them for resolution and assigns a sponsor. And I believe that for grant funding, that's something that we began requiring. I think it was not during this term, but I think it was my first term that those conversations were starting to happen, where that was added to ameliorate some of the concern that our colleagues had about this. It's not being done in this particular resolution, but if we're like adding staff because there's funding coming in, we want to know as soon as the
administration knows that the funding has been ended. We want the legislature to know that the funding has been ended. So I don't think that this is something that would have come from the district attorney's office or potentially even the county executive's office. I think this came from
All the grant resolutions that I've had to deal with all have that language in
them. Yeah, exactly. I think it's something that we require.
I think it's nice, safe language. I just, my only red flag was what if the Commissioner of Finance is not stable at the moment? What the department isn't stable at the moment, will it languish? And then we're stuck with this expense. That was my only concern. But I understand that it's important to accept the funding.
Yeah, and you know, obviously we have to accept in good faith that the governor is going to support this at least for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, 5 years later, if something changes, then you've got to refigure. But I know that everybody here would like to have my office in a way that it is as functional and successful as possible. Right.
And if I may, I think the bigger concern, this resolution isn't a good example of it, but I think there are other resolutions where there is hiring that's done, and some of our colleagues have suggested that there should be an automatic firing clause in those resolutions, mm-hmm. that if the funding is ended, that like, programmatically that person gets eliminated from the budget. I personally don't support that. I would never support that.
Is there a better word than fire?
Well, actually, you can tell, that's not even the word that we use, and you can tell that I don't support it because I chose to use that word because it's inflammatory, and I think we should view it that way. But I think, you know, I want people to appreciate, when we have those debates, which I realize is not really what we're having now, when we do have those debates, the reason that I argue against it and the reason that I want us to think about it as firing is because it's very hard when it's already hard to recruit. And when you're recruiting and the person being recruited into the role knows that the role could be eliminated, even if they're doing an incredible job at any moment, that's very intimidating. And in an environment where it's very hard to recruit, they'll go another opportunity. And so that's why I think, you know, some of these programs that might have money, like, I would like us to be informed, which is why I think this has great language, so that we can decide if it's worthwhile to fund it. Thankfully, we're not in that position tonight. This is just accepting the funding. And when we have the next administration come forward with the hiring requests, we'll have to have a conversation then.
Thank you.
Any other discussion?
No, at the university, it's a grant. You're hired at a grant position, and so it would say.
Yeah, well, understood.
Given the retention problem.
Good point. Thank you.
Okay. I'll move through that.
Okay.
One second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And that's our last resolution for 2023 and the committee. Any new business? Old business? I'm just going to take a moment here just to acknowledge Legislator Fabiano is not here this evening, but to acknowledge his 18 years of service to the legislature and on this committee for many of those years as well. So Legislator Bowen, thank you for stepping up and serving with us. And to all the department heads, thank you for all that you do. You do an incredible job. Very proud of all of you and to be part of this committee. And to the DA, we thank you for the last 4 years of service and many years of service as well, and wish you nothing but the best. And he's not sure what he's going to do. I asked him what day one's going to look like, but
nothing. I may be laying on a beach somewhere in Hawaii, so you know.
Well,
for a while. But really, it's been my great pleasure. You've all been wonderful, really. The legislature has supported my office throughout the time that I've been here. And it's extremely appreciated because it was a tumultuous time, a difficult time, time where we needed your help and you gave it to us. And now, as I said, I think we have the best discovery unit in the state because you gave us that opportunity to hire the people we needed. And you know, I could go on and on, I won't, but I just thank you all. I know it's incredible all the work you do, and I know how much it is because I see it, as legislators, and it takes a lot, and you do a great job. But we appreciate it. We do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And to our chair, who has stepped into the role quite affirmatively and done a great job.
Thank you.
I really mean that.
And thank you to all of you for helping me with that. So, the best committee. Thank you, and happy holidays, and enjoy the next
couple
of weeks.
Exactly. Merry Christmas.
Second.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Thank you, everybody.